Sadie Wilson here with the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, and I am speaking with Brandon Boswell. He is the coach for Trenton. And, Coach, what can you tell us about your game this evening with Holden?
Well, we played a very good Holden team tonight, and fell short. We lost 14-0. But our kids, you know, we've been trying to get better every week, and I really felt like our kids progressed very well this week. And we came close a couple times getting the ball in the end zone, but drives kind of sputtered out. We did force about 5 turnovers, so that was a big deal. You know, I thought our kids played well tonight. Holden, they've got a great player in Austin Tevis, at running back. He ran 23 times for about 205 yards. So he's a very good player, but, overall it was a close game, a lot of excitement, and we enjoyed it.
Now, Coach, as far as your defensive guys go, were there any defensive players on your team who really stood out tonight against Holden's offense?
Yeah, we got a junior at free safety right now, Cale McCarter, who had an interception tonight and I think caused a fumble and recovered a fumble. So he's playing really well. He played really well tonight, so he really stood out. We also had, our linebackers played well tonight. We had Trey Shields, I think made, looks like 10 or 12, unassisted tackles. So, we had some kids play well tonight.
Now, Coach Boswell, what was, your team's strengths going into tonight's game? What do you feel was the biggest strength that you guys had?
Our defense, I felt, has done pretty well, most of the season. And, that's kind of what, you know, we want to hang our hat on. We want to be a defensive football team. And so we did that again tonight. Our defense really came out, had a lot of intensity. And, even though Holden did get some yards on us, we were able to cause turnovers and keep the score to 14. I mean, Holden's a really good football team, and we're kind of reeling right now. So, you know, just gauging that, I feel like we're on the up.
Now, Coach Boswell, what was the most exciting part of the game tonight for you?
Really, we kind of made a run there at the end of the second quarter. We ran a screen there at the end, and it was wide open. We almost got in the end zone. There toward the end of the game, we had about a 45-yard run on Buck sweep that just about got us in the end zone. And those both came after turnovers, and, you know, so we had that momentum, and we were able to put good runs or good drives together and get down the field. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite finish at the end. But, you know, those are things that we're wanting to see right now just because we feel like that's improvement for our football team. And so I'm just really proud of how our kids have continued to fight through adversity.
And, Coach, a couple of last questions for me. Do you think your guys took anything away from the field tonight that they will be able to utilize and put into play in your next game? And on that topic, what will your next game be?
Yeah, we're going to Higginsville next Friday. So, you know, Higginsville is going to be the best team we've played. They're a really good football team. I think they're ranked number 4 in the state in Class 2 or maybe 3 now, but Coach Cook does a really good job there. Our kids from this game, I think, just really kind of realizing that we can play with some of the better teams in the state. I know Holden was getting votes to be a state-ranked team, and, of course, Austin Tevis was back tonight. He's an all-state running back and linebacker, and we were able to hang with him. So I think our kids can take that and know that we're a team that's getting better, and better things are to come for us.
All right, that was Coach Boswell of Trenton, part of the KMZU's Fifth Quarter Show right here on 100.7 FM, KMZU, The Farm.